Following SIN's pioneering establishment of a climate change directorate, Karachi has now demonstrated leadership by developing and releasing its Climate Action Plan, KCAP. This initiative, while acknowledging the inherent challenges of implementation, signifies a crucial step forward. The city's mayor deserves commendation for this effort, which sets a precedent for local governance. The focus now shifts to the Karachi Metropolitan Corporation's, KMC, execution of the plan, as its success hinges on prioritized and effective actions. It's essential to recognize that this plan provides a critical baseline for analyzing future greenhouse gas, GHG, emission trends, demonstrating the courage required to publish such vital data. A significant challenge lies in the widespread misunderstanding between air pollution and GHG emissions. While air pollution involves harmful contaminants in the lower part of the first layer of the atmosphere, greenhouse gases elevate to the upper part of the troposphere, intensifying heat retention. In Karachi, while numerous attempts have been made to measure air pollution, these have often been limited to PM2.5 monitoring. In contrast, the KMC, supported by C40, a global cities network, and UNDP Pakistan, has successfully quantified GHG emissions, publishing the results in their climate action plan. This achievement provides a 2022 baseline for Karachi's GHG inventory, enabling future assessments of emission changes. Previously, without a situational analysis, emission reduction was difficult. Karachi has now overcome that obstacle. The KCAP document provides a foundational GHG emissions inventory for Karachi for the year 2022, stating a total of 43.5 million metric tons, MMT, CO2 equivalent. This inventory identifies the key sectoral contributions, with stationary energy dominating at 67.5%, 29.4 MMT CO2e, followed by waste at 18.7%, 8.14 MMT CO2e, and transport at 13.8%, 6.01 MMT CO2e. Within the stationary energy sector, manufacturing industries and construction account for the highest emissions, 56.5%, followed by residential buildings, 27%. The waste sector's primary contributor is unmanaged solid waste disposal, 59% of waste emissions, while on-road transportation is the major source within the transport sector, 99.7%. Karachi's report on GHG emissions was made using a widely accepted method that tracks three main types of emissions: carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. The study focused on emissions from buildings, including all types of manufacturing concerns, vehicles, and waste. To measure the emissions, experts used a standard calculation tool. They gathered data on how much fuel, like natural gas, LPG, petrol, coal, and diesel, was used in homes, businesses, and vehicles, then estimated emission levels based on global guidelines. The report covers all of Karachi's districts and breaks down how different fuels contribute to pollution.